It's me again. Just thought I'd do a one very quick boo. Well, quick in my terms, anyway. My ones are really very quick. Just really wanted to say I've been listening to a few people's reports from the other side of the Atlantic, and particularly the eastern side, northeastern side of the United States, and eastern side of Canada. About Sandy and the storms that will be colliding with her, and there is this great sense in the in the boos, wherever they're coming from, whether they are, you know, fairly close to the path or not, of something very big, something quite unimaginable coming. Something that you've got to prepare for, but something which nobody really knows what it's going to be by the time it reaches them. And there is a real tension which is noticeable in the recordings. But I just wanted to say, you know, and I'm sure this probably goes for a lot of us over here, and, you know, we get the mildest of little storms and think that they're awful. You know, we get a drop of snow half an inch deep and the world stops. We don't really, you know, barring a few things like, I suppose, the 1987 storm, we really don't have anything that's in the least bit comparable to what you are or are about to go through on the East Coast. But that said, I think that all of us are waiting with bated breath, and thinking about those of you over there who are about to have an extremely difficult time, and just really keeping our fingers crossed that you keep safe and get through this okay, and maybe boo a little bit if you can, but realise that the electricity is going to be somewhat short to come by, so best you know, conserve it, hide under your stairs or whatever you have to do in these circumstances. I haven't heard battens and hatches and whatever, battens being hatched more times, as many times as this for quite a long time. Battening down your hatches, that's what I meant. Yeah, do that. Don't do anything silly. And good luck. I look forward to hearing from people on the other side of it.